This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Brühl has plans to fish in Delacro this weekend. Jeff, I hope you delay your plans. I'm looking at the radar right now, and they got some squalls that if they're not in Delacro, they're going to be there shortly. Where are you, and what's it look like?
I'm at Sweetwater, and I can see the thunderheads out to the east from me, but I'm hoping the sun comes up and knocks them down and we can get out there and catch a few fish. Had a busy week with the cousins. I'm taking my cousin Scott and Hudson Sorter today. I had my cousin Tommy at Lock One on Thursday, and then my cousin Denny Brühl on the Chifuncta yesterday. So that my family's working me hard. But
you need to bring old cousin Don with you out there.
Anytime. But I am getting some reports down here from Point Lahash, Delacro area that the bass fishing is starting to come back. The grass is starting to come back in some areas. And like I said, I've had several reports. I'm down here to check it out to see what we can find. Maybe a redfish or a trout if we stumble on. But mostly artificial fishing today, no live bait. But this place is kind of the feast or famine. That's marsh fishing. You got to find the right point and the right drain or something, and you can do pretty good. But my reports are frogs like Berkeley beaten paddle and things like that on top, Texas rig craws and Texas rig worms are kind of top of the list. I'm sure I'll throw a few gold spoons around for some reds, but hopefully, I might can text you a report before I get off the air today.
Well, that would be good. I got a report from one of our regular listeners about a week or 10 days ago. He went out there, and he caught a nice mix of redfish and bass. He was using swim baits, Texas rig Berkeley pit boss, and the jackhammer chatterbaits. He also threw some weedless swim baits, and he said the reds and bass were right next to each other. You throw one time, catch a red, throw another, and catch a bass. And it's really good that that area is coming back, because I know you've been reporting on it since the storm, and it's really taking a while to come back around, but hopefully it will, and hopefully you can get out there in this weather. You don't have to wait it out too long. Other spots you've been fishing. I know you've been working over the crappie, white perch, sockeye, whatever people call them. Tell us about those trips.
Yeah, I've been trying to explore Lock One over there towards the Pearl River. Had several nice trips. They're on the laydowns and like the 4 to 6 foot strike zone area. Minnows, we tried some minnows the other day and did pretty well with that. But the beetle spins slow rolled around the top seemed to be the best tactics. The bass on the Chifuncta or even the Pearl or Lock One, just frogs, top waters, soft jerk baits just around bushes and lily pads. You're down on a Chifuncta, look for those white birds. They're the professionals. They know where the shad are. So you kind of clue on them and you'll catch some fish around them. But the good news is the Pearl's down below 10 feet. I think it's about 9.7 or something on the gauge, and it's going to continue to fall with not getting a lot of rain. So I think the next week or so will be a good time to go over there and check it out. So hit the drains and runouts and west middle to the east. And again, if you find the right one, you can catch a few fish doing that.
Yeah, I was over there this week around the Pump Slough area and it looked kind of muddy. It was, you could tell it was dropping good and should be picking up soon. How about the Chafalaya Basin? It looks like based on the river levels, you got a little bit of a window before it comes back up again. How would you go down there and fish it?
Well, the same thing. The frogs are pretty top bait, most reports I'm getting, but some spinner baits. But again, when you get falling water on any of these bodies of water, you want to try to go find that mixing water or just a little slough or drain or something coming out of a pond where those fish kind of have to get out of it, because eventually it's going to dry up. So they'll stage around there. The minnows are coming out. The small crawfish are coming out. So it's like a buffet for them. So you find a couple spots like that, you can do well. But across the board over on the basin, the sockeye, panfish, catfish, all the reports are pretty decent. They're not catching the size of the bass that they had been in the past, but the numbers are fairly good. But overall, like the Mississippi, they're thinking by sometimes in July that it might be around 5 foot. And if it holds there and stays like that all the way into the fall, it's going to be some awesome fishing in Venice this fall.
Absolutely. Jeff, on the white perch fishing, sometimes it's a little tricky. You're fishing in treetops and some cover, and you want to use live shiners, which is very effective. How do you rig them up to fish them in that heavy cover?
Well, I use a sliding cork, and one thing I can tell you, the tips I've gotten past from other guys is on your sliding cork, you want to put a swivel on your rig, and above the swivel, you want to put some heavy line, like maybe some 15-pound big game, and then put a sinker, a good heavy sinker with a big bobber to pull everything down. But then below the swivel, you want to use like 8-pound fluorocarbon. And what that'll do is if you hang up when you pull, a lot of times it'll just break the leader and you'll get your cork and sliding cork back. You want to rig the whole thing back up. Just tie on another leader and put a little split shot right above the hook so the minnow can't wrap you around the limb. And you just drop that in them holes around them tops. And a lot of times you can get a lot of good bites that way.
What a great tip. It's better to lose a hook and maybe a split shot and some light fluorocarbon line than your swivel and cork and all the rest of the rig you got set up for that sliding situation. Jeff, thanks for the report. I hope you and the cousins don't have to wait that storm out too long. What's it looking like? Are you going to actually head out in it now, or are you going to give it a little bit of time to move
in? Yeah, it's not raining
up
here. Like I said, I can see the thunderheads out over probably like towards the Mr. Go and out over the Sound. So I'm hoping that they just break up at daylight and, you know, we can dodge some of these showers and get out there and find some fish. It's just starting to break daylight, and hopefully we'll be here at the right time. I know the tide's low right now, so it'll probably not be a good early morning bite. Probably by about 7:30, 8 o'clock, it ought to start picking up with the tide moving in.
Yeah, my experience with these summertime squalls is once they're over, the water kind of slicks off, the wind stops, it's a little bit cooler, and the fish get active. So hopefully you have a big day, and check in with us a little bit later on if you get out before we get off there and let us know what it looks like.
Sounds good, Don. Thank you.
All righty. Jeff Brule, there he goes, down at Delacroix Island.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.